What do we know about the optimal duration of adjuvant aromatase inhibitors, and is there any interest in looking at, for example, 5 versus 10 years?
That's a very important question. We know virtually nothing about the optimal use of aromatase inhibitors, and I think that will be the major question in the next round of trials. In fact, many of the data have reported big effects after a couple of years of aromatase inhibitors. Attacks gone out to 5 years. There's no real good reason for stopping at 5 years. The side effect profile is fairly good. Clearly, if you're going to go on longer, you're going to have to do a DEXA scan and keep an eye on bones. But the recurrence rate is maintained right out to 10, 15 years in patients. And if these are well-tolerated drugs, I think the issue of going longer is a very important issue and is very, very useful. So I see two things really happening in the next rounds of trials. First of all, I think the issue of sequencing needs to be directly confirmed or not by trials. We have mechanistic explanations for why this might happen, but a set of trials looking at aromatase inhibitors up front versus 1 year or 2 years of tamoxifen, a three-arm trial, is a very simple trial, which there's a lot of interest in getting started. The second question is how long we should actually be using the aromatase inhibitors for. I think there really is no direct evidence that 5 years is even better than 2 years. I think many people believe that 10 years is going to be better than 5, but we should be looking at those questions as well.
Is anyone looking at them or going to look at them?
There's a lot of talk about doing trials. I'm not aware of anything that's actually got to the point of having a final protocol yet or even likely to get funded, but it is a very important question.
At one point, I had heard that there was a consideration to doing another randomization in the MA17 study. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, the MA17 study actually is the one example where duration is taking place, and it's a slightly unusual study because all patients have had 5 years of tamoxifen, and the patients that were on the letrozole arm after 5 years of tamoxifen are going to be re-randomized at 10 years to stop or continue. So in fact, it will be a trial of 5 years of tamoxifen followed by either 5 years of letrozole or 10 years of letrozole. There was also a lot of discussion at one stage about wanting to re-randomize in the ATTACC trial because it would have saved us a lot of time if we could have simply re-randomized all the women in that trial to either stop or go on to another year's 5 years of anastrozole, regardless of whether they were on anastrozole or tamoxifen. That window of opportunity is sadly past, and the only real way forward now, I think, in terms of looking at duration of aromatase inhibitors trials is to start from scratch, which means we've unfortunately got to wait for women to start from scratch and build up 5 years of anastrozole or an aromatase inhibitor before we can look at that question. So the 5 versus 10 question for aromatase inhibitors is going to take a long time to answer because we're basically now just starting on that first 5 years in new patients.